Americans are happy at their job 88% of the time. Except for Rick Stacy. He's happy with his job only 12% of the time. It could have something to do with his ass-dragging producer. Just saying. Here's Rick Stacy with the Sunny Update.
And it's all brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises. An arrest has been made. An armed robbery at a pawn shop in South Orange Blossom Trail. That guy's been taken in. Officials said the suspect did not speak English, but was threatening to kill everybody inside the business. Deputies called the suspect as he tried to run away from the scene. The investigation is ongoing.
Gotcha.
More drone rules. You know, I have a drone. I haven't taken it out of the box yet.
We have a drone. We fly it in the field over by Baldwin sometimes.
Well, you're the focus of the FAA and local law enforcement. Do we have anything else to do? Anyway, the FAA made the announcement Tuesday saying that soon the drones will be required to show their registration number on the outside of the drone, much like airplanes. Seriously? Really? The current FAA rule requires all drones be registered and to have a government registration number accessible inside, but now they're going to make it on the outside. Oh, we're going to have to go to DMV to get a stupid sticker for our drone?
Even the little kid drones, when the little kids had the little tiny one that they just fly and take pictures of stuff?
I don't know. Anyway, it takes effect February 23rd. On the flip side, the FAA is prepping to relax its nighttime rules as no accidents have been reported. So this is the way we run the country now. Two or three people do something bad with something, and then all of a sudden, everybody pays for it.
Yep.
Well, this is sick. According to Wise County Sheriff's Lane Atkins, or Aiken, in Texas, two kids were being checked out to make sure they're okay. They were locked up in a dog kennel, starving. Who does that? Officers were talking to the mother of the children. They heard sounds from the barn and discovered the starving kids in the cage. Two other kids were severely malnourished and covered in filth. All of them are 5 years old or under. One man identified as the father of one of the kids is hospitalized with facial cuts while the woman is in custody for child abuse. Wow.
Dude, the kids okay?
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
Jeez.
What's wrong with people? Police are looking for a woman accused of smashing. Did you see this video? Do we have the audio?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so New York City, the Bronx. There's a Jamaican. It's called the Last Resort Jamaican Restaurant. It's just a corner store. You walk in, you order your food, you leave. There's no place to sit. So she walks in there. She's a regular customer. She comes there every single morning to get her beef patty order.
Okay.
She came in this morning, went into the store, got in the counter and said, beef patties. And she says, well, they're not ready yet. We just had a run on them, so we're making some new ones. She says it'll be about 15 minutes. The woman started complaining and, you know, just being vulgar and smack. You want to play some of that?
Bystander?
We heard a loud noise. We thought it was gunshots or something like that. And we got scared. They ran in the front. There was glass shattered everywhere. And we've never seen anything like this. Never.
Yeah, the woman came back 5 minutes later. The beef patties are almost done. And smashed the entire store with a bat.
What?
Yeah. And then walked away.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, the other lady said there's no beef patties. Why the hell is there no beef patties? Excuse my language. She started cursing with, you know, obscene words.
It's funny to hear somebody say hell and then apologize in the Bronx.
So sorry.
I'm sorry. But it's just, you know. So they haven't found her yet. So the owner, Simone Johnson, said if anybody knows who it was, $2,000 repair had to be done to the windows. But she's dressed really nice, expensive clothing and everything, right. And clearly seen on HD video, and they still haven't caught her.
Man. Iron deficient. Loves her beef.
I was going to say, yeah.
This is an interesting story. And this just drives me nuts. Felony charges against a boy who allegedly brought pot gummy bears to his middle school have been downgraded to misdemeanors. Now, here's what happened. Much like the guy who got pulled over and they found donut powder, which they said was what, meth?
They said it was heroin, I thought.
And he spent a whole bunch of time in jail, and then it turns out it was just donut powder. And then we had the guy just about 2 weeks ago, remember?
Yeah.
He had laundry detergent in his car. And he was arrested and spent 41 days in jail.
Yep.
Turns out it was laundry detergent. Yep. No apology, no nothing. He did get paid a little bit of money.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a kid. So anyway, he brought the gummy bears to school in Darren Polk County. He was charged with obviously passing out drugs. They said the kids got sick. The kids that he passed out the gummy bears to got sick.
Yeah. They had stomach aches. They were nauseous, dizzy.
Mulberry Middle School. But of course, you know, before he gave him the gummy bears, he probably, or spread it around somehow that they were,
Well, because he found the gummy bears and the package on them said that they were cannabis gummy bears. So he was all excited to be that cool kid at school handing out weed gummies. And then he starts handing them out. All the kids get sick. You know, the cops test the gummies on the site. They're like, oh, these are weed gummies.
Yeah, it turns out they aren't.
Yeah. FDLE conducted a laboratory test that says they're just gummies.
Yeah. Came back from the lab, just gummy bears. So now his charge has been reduced to 2 misdemeanors.
Culpable, why does he still have a charge, though?
Probably intent.
Culpable negligence and paraphernalia on campus.
I don't think the consequences that they're trying to give him is fair. It's not a fair case because of how it blew up and how it got out of proportion.
He's 12 years old, for God's sake. Does anybody there have a little compassion?
Oh, no. 12-year-olds are horrible.
They are? Yeah, yes. Charge him and throw him in jail.
But you got bigger fish to fry in Polk County.
It's probably intent. You know, he went in trying to sell drugs to kids. That was his purpose.
No, he wasn't selling them. He was handing them out.
But he wasn't just like, oh, here, let me share some gummy bears. He was like, hey, I got weed gummies here. Mm. So that's probably the...
Oh. So you can charge somebody just for the intent?
Yeah, if I were to, like, sell you some donut glaze and tell you it's meth, and you're a cop, I'd get arrested for that. Even if it's not meth. It's the fact that you're trying to put that out there.
So what if I buy weed from Smokestack, and it turns out to be oregano? Can I charge him with intent to defraud?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. All right, and finally, speaking of drugs...
Today, a jury in New York convicted Mexican drug lord El Chapo, and now he's facing life in prison. I'll have a joke about this after I'm 100% sure he's spending his life. Just so you know, I'll be the first one there.
Yeah, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was convicted Tuesday of running a massive violent drug trafficking empire that for decades pumped millions, billions of dollars worth of narcotics in the U.S. from Mexico. I thought they said that wasn't happening. We don't need a wall.
Oh, they paid off the president, so.
Oh, the president of Mexico. Yeah. Peña Nieto, whatever his name was. Anyway, so his wife was in court, and she did her, obligatory crying. A little tear came from her eye. Oh, I feel so bad. I'm so rich.
Oh, Joaquin.
Yeah, so she flashed a supportive thumbs up as he went by and taken to prison. This guy has escaped how many times?
Twice already, right?
From federal custody. So he's going to the maximum of maximum prisons. It's called the Supermax facility.
Putting him in that Hannibal Lecter plastic cage?
Dude, it's Florence, Colorado. He'll be, for the rest of his life, in, what is that called? Solitary confinement.
Wow.
He's considered the most dangerous inmate in the U.S. prison system now. And they say he will never escape because nobody's ever escaped from that Florence, Colorado prison.
Wow.
Supermax.
That's crazy.
Tell you, this dude, he's capable. How do you escape from federal agents in the U.S.?
Pay them off, promise not to kill them and their families.
When
and
you
then
got
they
that
let you
kind
out.
Of money and you can buy off the president of an entire country, you get a lot done.
He gave the president of Mexico $100 million.
Federal jury here in the Eastern District convicted Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera on all counts of the federal indictment.
You know these guys are going to start disappearing, the prosecutors.
Ooh, yeah.
Little by little.
Little boat accident here, a little golfing incident there.
Somebody go fall off a building.
Oh, yeah.
All right, order. In the case against El Chapo, jury foreman, how do you find on count one, drug trafficking?
Guilty, Your Honor.
Count number two, chopping off his enemy's head and wearing it as a hat.
Guilty, Your Honor.
Count number three, chopping off the hands of his neighbor, then stuffing them down his throat.
Guilty, Your Honor.
Count number four, skinning like 8 people alive, then wearing their skin as a jacket and traipsing around town and saying, hi, I'm El Chapo. Look at my fancy jacket that's made out of people.
Guilty, Your Honor.
Count number five, tying a guy to a chair, ripping his fingernails out, then using them to scratch a chalkboard.
Guilty, Your Honor.
And charge number six, jaywalking.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Seriously?
Oh, actually, sorry. That was a typo. Guilty, Your Honor. He jaywalked while wearing his people jacket.
Guilty on all charges. Court's adjourned.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.